top five on the Rokan Show.
Five.
Let's go.
Now, it's the top five at five on the Rokan Show with Anna Tavlantis. Sponsored by the Hip and Knee Center, where they help you feel new again.
Ready?
Yes.
Yes.
Get on with it.
Checking in at
number five.
Well, the former CIA director, John Brennan, took to Twitter earlier today to complain about the fact that his security clearance had been revoked by the president. And it appears that it was a fairly political act. He said on Twitter, "This action is part of a broader effort by Mr. Trump to suppress freedom of speech and punish critics. It should gravely worry all Americans, including intelligence professionals, about the cost of speaking out. My principles are worth far more than clearances. I will not relent." And then went on MSNBC with Nicole Wallace to say this.
"I've seen this type of behavior and actions on the part of foreign tyrants and despots and autocrats for many, many years during my CIA and national security career. I never, ever thought that I would see it here in the United States. And so I do believe that all Americans really need to take stock of what is happening right now in our government and how abnormal and how irresponsible and how dangerous these actions are. So, again, if Mr. Trump believes that this is going to lead me to just go away and be quiet, he is very badly mistaken."
So it really doesn't change too much. It's just for him, right?
Right?
Other than he couldn't be asked to consult on projects with, you know, if something was going on and they needed to call him back in. Because
right.
I guess that's happened quite a bit in the past. They bring in someone who knew, had knowledge of an issue in a region or something going on.
Or an individual. They knew a leader or an intelligence leader or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And they read them in on the thing and said, "Hey, what do we do about this?" It happens fairly frequently. It happens in every Tom Clancy novel. For sure. Where they got to bring a guy back in.
I love Tom Clancy novels.
And they're like, you know, they said, "Oh,
one less job.
Well, pull me back in." But it's purely being done politically. And all the other people that they are reviewing security clearance of are all people who have been publicly critical of the president.
That's right.
Robert Hayden. Right.
Andy McCabe, Peter Strzok, Lisa Page. You've got a list of people who have been most vocal in speaking up against the president, particularly on issues of national security.
And here is Sarah Sanders responding to all this today.
"Why is this only a list of Democrats who have been critical of the administration? And why should Americans have confidence that you are taking this seriously if there's not a single Republican on that list?"
"Again, certainly we would look at those if we deemed it necessary, and we'll keep you posted if that list gets updated."
You know who's
I'm guess no.
Well, actually, there's a lot of Republicans on that list. John Brennan was Republican. Michael Hayden was Republican.
Well, that's a good point, Ro.
Right? Mm-hmm. Peter Strzok, I'm pretty certain, was a Republican. Did you see him in that hearing? These are not, you know, everybody wants to say, "Oh, they're Democrats, oh, they're this or that," because it's just about labeling. But you know, the FBI, rank and file, pretty conservative folks, law and order types.
Mm-hmm.
People who want to right wrongs, people who want to make sure that people don't, that people of power don't take advantage of that.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And that is, this isn't about, "Oh, it's just Democrats, they're bad, we must punish them." Michael Flynn, who has pleaded guilty to lying to investigators about his contacts with Russians during the transition period in 2015 and 2016, is still on the list of those with top security clearance. How's that possible? I like him, that's why. It's as simple as that. It's daunting. It is daunting.
It is a little.
When you hear the former head of the CIA, these guys they're not running off a reservation here. You've got three security heads who are all on the same page here, who weren't always on the same page before, who are saying, "Pay attention to this. This is how tin horn dictators behave." and this is beneath the office of the presidency. Hello? Hello?
His security clearance could be restored for the new administration, but it's not really unprecedented, and it's just a bad precedent.
Right.
PR-E-C-E-D. It just seems like a personal shot more than anything.
Yeah, and it's for the president to just act, because he thinks that this helps him. And it probably does. He has a 90. Did you see his number today?
No.
There's one poll that shows him at a 90% approval rating with Republicans.
Wow. Hmm. Much higher than I would have thought.
90. I mean, what are there people now no longer calling themselves Republicans that were? Because I don't know. I know a lot of Republicans. As we like to say, some of my best friends, all of my best friends are Republicans.
and they're not giving him that approval rating?
And I don't know. That's not what I hear. I must be talking to I must have only that 10%.
Must.
All right. Checking in at
number four.
Lester Holt talked to the CEO of Twitter today. It's going to run on the NBC Nightly News coming up.
Mm-hmm.
And he asked the CEO of Twitter why it is that his social media platform, Twitter, has not done more to take action against Alex Jones, the guy from InfoWars, who is a raving lunatic. Where Facebook and others have taken it more seriously. Why not Twitter, Mr. Dorsey?
There's a number of actions that we believe help a call to incitement to violence. And those are the things that we need to make sure that we're taking action on.
You have taken action against him in this instance. What is it? Can you tell us what it is?
I believe we put him in a timeout, removing his ability to tweet for a time period.
Yeah, a lot of people are responding very sharply, saying they think that's not enough. A little timeout, even treating him like a child when this is someone who denies Sandy Hook occurred.
Right. The crisis actors, whole thing was made up. People are hiding.
And the actual video that got him in trouble, it was could be easily read as a call to action. He basically says, get your rifles ready to fight the media, Antifa, and he names some other groups as well. Let's bring your rifles out and let's go. 7 days.
Well, I feel, any suspension, whether it be a permanent one or a temporary one, makes someone think about their actions and their behaviors. And
you think Alex Jones is going to change his behavior based on a timeout?
I don't know. We have found that it does have the potential to change impact and change behavior. So whether it works within this case to change some of those behaviors and change some of those actions, I don't know. But this is consistent with how we enforce.
Oh, boy.
In other words, didn't that sound like an NFL official there?
We're not sure this is the right call, but we're going to go ahead and say it's the way we do things.
Well, we've got to do
something
here.
According
to the rule book. We've done this before, and we find that the timeout tends to be very effective,
very effective
in terms of changing their behavior. The reality is that he is going to live on the internet. This actually just gives him more attention and power, and it draws more people to him, because essentially what he gets to go to say to his followers is they're out to get me, and then he can prove it. And his followers love that. The one thing about the conspiracy theorists and just your garden variety nut burgers is they're paranoid, and they feel like the whole world is out to get them. And this is the only guy that understands them. And so then when the big power structures do go after them, they're like, see, I told you.
It was interesting when we talked to Lester Holt earlier, and he was previewing, he was letting us know about his interview with Jack Dorsey of Twitter. He said that he asked him then, what about when the president called Omarosa a dog? Is that hateful, and does that cross any boundaries for you? And he said, well, we eventually got him to admit we do have special policies for world leaders.
They get to start World War III on Twitter. It'll be very good for us. people are ringing on. That's how powerful Twitter is. We can start a war. This is great. Okay. We'll get to your three, your two, and your one. But first, Judy, what's coming up?
The march to end violence heads to O'Hare.
Oh, this is a mistake. This is a mistake. Everyone's going to jail on this one. That's it. There's always a moment. There's a line crossed at some point. All right, we'll get to that a little bit later on. But first, LV, a lot of what's going on. Actually, on the roadways before someone tries to shut them down.
Don't miss Chicago Tribune's first ever night market. Enjoy food, fun, and entertainment August 24th through the 26th. Learn more, visit ctfoodbowl.com/night market.
Yeah, it's a Rokan Show with Anna DeVlantis right here on 720 WGN. All right, we're in the top five, up to
number three.
Crazy Rich Asians is a movie based on a novel by Kevin Kwan. It follows a Chinese American professor who finds out that her boyfriend is, well, crazy rich. And hilarity ensues. Now, this was, it's interesting because the film focused, it's the first time in 25 years that there has been a film in Hollywood that features an all-Asian cast.
That's interesting.
Think about that for a second.
Right.
Not a Bollywood movie.
No.
And this is East Asian, not South Asian. And it is, it's not since the Joy Luck Club. Right?
I was thinking Jackie Chan, but yeah.
Yeah, it was Joy Luck Club. I mean, an American movie that was a Hollywood-made American movie. The Jackie Chan movies are made generally by the Chinese government, but the or Chinese filmmakers. But this is, it's interesting because one of the actors here explains the difference between diversity and representation.
Diversity is just putting somebody there so it looks like you checked off a box. Representation is actually centering the narrative in a person of color's story so that you understand and explore what makes them different and special and why their story is important for kids who are just like them when they were kids to see and to know that they could be the heroes of their own stories.
It's got one of the actors from Off the Boat. Did you ever see that?
I never saw it.
Off the Boat was really good.
You said that.
Yeah.
It was well written.
Yeah. It was very well done. And I think, right, I mean, for every immigrant family, regardless of where you came from, that sort of, you know, trying to figure out your way in the American world is really something.
The problem, though, sometimes is that it goes into stereotypes. If you explore the character too much, are you just exploring them as a stereotype?
Yes.
Unless
that's the answer to that question. Thank you. That was, if you're just wondering, that would be, that is exactly what is happening.
Yes is the answer.
All right. Checking in at
number two.
Oh, no. Taylor Swift.
What's going on?
Went deep at her concert last night on the 1 year anniversary of her win in her sexual assault trial. Remember, she said that. Was it really? Was it a sexual assault trial? Is
he grabbed her. He physically touched her. So, I mean, it seems like a strong word, but legally it might apply.
Yeah, it was a civil groping. Trial, not a criminal trial.
Oh, that's right. Point out. It was a groping incident where she very vividly recounted what happened.
So she was at Raymond James in Tampa last night, and she started choking up when she talked about the verdict that she won from DJ David Mueller, who groped her during a 2013 meet and greet.
This day a year ago was the day that the jury sided in my favor and said that they believed me. I guess I just think about all the people that weren't believed and the people who haven't been believed or the people who are afraid to speak up because they think they won't be believed.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then everyone waved their dollar bills in support because remember, she famously won a dollar. He filed suit against her because he felt he couldn't work anymore after she spoke out about it. And then she countersued, got her dollar.
Right.
But it was about more than that.
And he's still having a little trouble finding work.
Yeah, I think so.
Schumer. All right. Finally.
Number one.
Well, it seems like the far right is constantly humiliating itself with marquee names in the movement, like Milo Yiannopoulos.
Oh, yeah.
The fringe right. I don't even call him the far right. The fringe right. Richard Spencer, who's not now allowed to step foot inside bars. That's good.
That's probably keep a good him away thing from for everybody.
The liquor, I'd say. And then there was last weekend's civil rights rally, and mm-hmm. White civil rights rally, mm-hmm. as it was being called, Unite the Right. And there was this joker, Jason Kessler. And Jason Kessler is a guy who was trying to organize this. He got 23 other people to show up with him.
Yeah.
But he's been all over the place over the last year, talking about after Charlottesville, where he was a prominent figure in that whole movement and aftermath.
Jeez.
He, you know, he started to feel like he was getting a little bit of traction. And then it didn't quite didn't work out for him on Sunday in Washington. Well, speaking of not working out, uh-huh. it turns out that Mr. Kessler still lives at home with his parents.
Oh, gee.
And his dad walked in on him doing a
Nazi live stream.
Right, a live stream with fellow Nazis around the country. And, you know, it's sort of like, you know, this is like when your dad catches you doing something else, you know,
yeah,
like on your computer.
Yeah,
this is
really bad.
Yeah. So it's like, oh, come on. You walk in the room.
Does anybody knock around
right.
here?
Yeah, what's going on? Come on. Can you lock your door?
Is Jewish. The breaking houses are in Israel.
Hey, you get out of my room.
Hey, sorry, I'm having an issue here.
Oh, you got a drunk roommate there?
Something like that.
Pushing me like that in my room?
I've got somebody who supports Orthodox. We're at a crosshairs on that stuff. I don't agree with...
I want this to stop there's, in my room, Jason. This is my room.
Get out Dad. Of my house! Dad! I'm trying to foment hate over here! Oh, come on!
Very
Get
awkward.
Out of my room, Dad!
I like when he says something like that.
I'm trying to organize Nazis!
I know.
You have roommates? Something like that.
Oh, gosh.
We don't see eye to eye on everything.
Do you have roommates? Yeah. Dad, you're embarrassing me in front of the other Nazis!
Can't do that.
And then he just goes off. He's like, this is my house.
Does Dad know what he's broadcasting down? I mean,
yeah.
I would imagine he does.
Yeah, I think he does. Okay. Yeah. Yeah. He doesn't want anything to do with it anymore. Ma! Where are the white sheets? I don't want the sheets of the flower pattern because the Klan doesn't like it. They laugh at me.
Oh, gee. There's too much material there.
Oh, my God.
Where it's do just... all the tiki torches keep going, honey?
Right. Dad, you got to drive me to Home Depot. I need 200 tiki torches.
Oh, dear.
All right. Yeah, well, if you don't laugh,
yeah, I
you
know.
Cry.
It's right.
I mean, you can't take these people seriously, but we can't not we can't ignore
can't
them
ignore.
Either. Because then that's exactly, you know. All right. All right. You know what?
Yeah.
I got it. Let me do
All
this.
Right.
The top five at five.